Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Back in his January State of the City address, Mayor Bloomberg talked about taxi service in the city.
Why shouldn't somebody in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, or Staten Island be able to hail a legal cab on the street? You know, 97% of our yellow cab pickups happen in Manhattan or at the airports. And even though 80% of New Yorkers live outside of Manhattan.
The mayor in January, and he proposed setting up a new category of livery cab that would be able to pick up street hails in underserved neighborhoods. That proposal was met by strong resistance from both medallion cab drivers, the yellows, and owners, and some livery cab drivers and owners, and the city council. So he's revised the plan. Who liked it? Well, maybe passengers. He's revised the plan, and he's asking Albany on this last day of the legislative session up there to pass a bill to accomplish much the same thing, the state legislative bypass around the city council trick. Demonstrations are scheduled for this afternoon by taxi drivers who don't like it. Joining me to talk about the new proposal and the new objections is WNYC's Kathleen Horan, our go-to reporter on taxis. Welcome back to the Brian Lehrer Show.
Hi, Brian.
And let's take some calls on this, and we're going to let various groups of you in, and we'll do it sequentially. First, we want to hear from those of you who live in Upper Manhattan or the so-called outer boroughs. How important is it for you to be able to hail a cab? Have you been following these proposals from the mayor, and do you want something like this instituted? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Would that make a difference in your life? Besides the fact that you might not need to store the car service number in your phone, the areas affected are specifically 110th Street and above on the west side of Manhattan, above 96th Street on the east side, and then all the other boroughs, excluding the airports. So does that sound good to you? Just riders, just passengers, potential passengers, and then in a few minutes we'll take calls from all kinds of cab drivers. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And while your calls are coming in, Kathleen, let's go through the plan. This would allow the Taxi and Limousine Commission to sell 30,000 what they're calling hail privilege vehicle permits for livery cabs.
Correct. So they would sell these 30,000 permits for $1,500, and livery drivers would get to have them for 3 years. It would be valid for 3 years. And
those cars would be painted in a certain way and equipped with meters?
Exactly. They would be distinctive. They would have all of the mock-ups or the hack-ups that most yellow cabs have, the partitions, the meters, like that.
$1,500? Isn't that incredibly cheap? Don't they pay, like, what, tens of thousands for a yellow cab medallion?
Up to $1 million, but that was one of the sticking points with the livery industry. They said they couldn't compete for these medallions when the city wanted to have an auction for these outer borough medallions. So that was part of the big changes.
Yeah, and just to be clear about that figure, I was definitely lowballing in my off-the-top estimate. I'm looking at a figure now that says the yellow cab medallions go for about $800,000. So they just want this to be easy and cheap to get off the ground.
Exactly.
In the other boroughs.
Exactly. But that's part of the reason why the yellow industry opposes this strongly, because they say they have the exclusive right to street hails. And that's part of why people are willing to pay so much for these medallions, because they have the exclusive right.
And I guess the yellow drivers are afraid that the livery drivers with these new permits won't restrict themselves to the underserved areas, but will start cruising the streets in Midtown as well, and competing with them.
Yeah, and the city says that they'll be enforcing this rule strongly, and that the divisions will be very clear. But yellow drivers say, you know, once the new rule once time goes by, the city won't focus on enforcement, and it will be sort of every driver for themselves.
Rodney in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hey, Rodney, what part of the Bronx?
In Kingsbridge.
Uh-huh. You like this idea?
Huh?
Like this idea?
Yeah, I do. I like the fact that there'll be livery cab drivers with medallions that are able to pick up street hails.
And what do you do now when you need a taxi?
I usually just hail down the livery cabs. They stop and take me wherever I have to go.
Is it important to you that it would be legal to hail a livery car? I mean, most New Yorkers in parts away from Manhattan just hail them anyways. But is it important to you that it's legal?
Yeah, it's important to me that it's legal because, I mean, as soon as you step in one of those livery cabs, it's $7. You know, it's $7 to ride in a cab, and then you don't really know the price when you go from one place to another.
Right, because they don't have meters, so you have to negotiate a price. Rodney, thank you very much. David in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Oh, hi. I just want to say that I never have a problem picking up a taxi. And actually, I get pretty annoyed by all the livery drivers honking at me every time I walk to a corner.
Yeah, they can be pretty aggressive. Something that yellow cabs don't do, they don't honk. And do you find, I guess it probably depends on what part of Harlem you're in, whether you have a lot of yellows going by as well as livery cabs?
Yeah, there's a lot. I live in Hamilton Heights.
Right, so that's a pretty well-served area. Thank you, David. And it brings up the question of why the Manhattan part of this would be for above 110th Street on the west side, which, you know, still includes lots of blocks where you can very easily get a yellow cab, like heading downtown in front of Columbia University, let's say, and above 96th Street on the east side, some of which is, again, you know, still pretty far south.
That's going to be very contested by the yellow cab industry because they say that they serve that area very well, and there's no reason why this new type of livery vehicle should be able to cruise there. They were thinking that it would be above 168th Street, and so they were quite shocked to find that it's so far downtown.
Joe in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe. What part of Queens?
I'm from Little Neck, Queens, right on the border of Long Island.
Uh-huh. Tough to hail a cab out there, I imagine.
It's very tough to get a yellow cab out here, and it's also very tough to get a yellow cab to drive you from Manhattan to this part of Queens or any other part of Brooklyn. I hope the mayor gets something done because it will be an incentive for the taxis to get you from Manhattan to the places in the outer boroughs. So I also have an apartment over in Brooklyn, right in Cadman Plaza, and sometimes it takes me a half an hour to hail a taxi because the taxi drivers don't even want to drive just across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Little Neck is pretty much private homes and people who own cars. There isn't much attempt to hail taxis out there. Is there people would call car services when they need one, or am I missing something?
No, there are. Yes, this wouldn't be a place to hail taxis, but I feel like it would be an incentive if there were taxis to hail for the taxis in Manhattan to drive you outside of Manhattan to these places like
right.
Little Neck.
Thank you very much. Eric in Brooklyn. Where in Brooklyn, Eric?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I think
Where in Brooklyn do you live?
Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
Which you would have to imagine now to see so many yellow cabs running around is quite amazing. I think you'll have a problem with more yellow cabs just due to the structural thing. I mean, as this neighborhood gets it's gentrifying rapidly, the cabs come, but they roll around with their off-duty lights on. And so if I happen to be, and this isn't a race complaint, this is just a fact. I have often, matter of fact, I have some friends from Italy. I ask them to raise their hands and stop the cabs for me, and they do it. But they are selective and highly discriminatory on the basis.
So would this new plan, in your opinion, make it easier for you?
Well, I'm looking at this as delivery cab system is a pretty natural one for the guy who said, you don't know how much they charge, you don't know where they're going, it's automatically $7. The $7 ride I can take in a livery cab will cost me $7 in a yellow cab, for example, from Fort Greene to my place. And so I think that more yellow cabs will have more of that, more evidence of that selective pickup, and it'll just cause more problems.
There won't only be more yellow cabs. There'll be more of these livery vehicles that can accept street hails because the city is going to auction off 1,500 yellow taxi medallions as well as sell these 30,000 street hail permits.
1,500 additional yellow cab medallions.
Yes.
What would that change? Because there are how many yellow cab
more
medallions?
More than 13,000.
Yeah. So what would that small number change?
That would give about $1 billion to the city's coffers. Well, that's one thing. Uh-huh. Another thing is the yellow taxi fleets like to be able to have more cars in their fleet. And for drivers, they say it would just increase competition. And the city hasn't even studied whether there's a need for more yellow taxis on the road. They say that, you know, they haven't gotten a fare increase in 7 years, and they're already competing quite a bit for fares, so they don't understand why the city needs to auction off these 1,500 medallions.
Do you think, by the way, that the yellow cab owners are correct in their worry that with this, you know, new proliferation of livery cabs that could take hails, that the value of their medallions would go way down? If it's really $800,000 on average now, how much lower is it going to be because the supply and demand balance will shift?
That's a huge argument on their part, and that's something that one group, the Metropolitan Taxi Cab Board of Trade, which represents many of the Manhattan fleets, is poised to take the city to court over.
All right, we're done taking calls from passengers for the moment. Now we're going to clear our lines and open them for drivers of any sort of taxi vehicle. Do you drive a yellow cab? Do you think this threatens you? Do you drive a livery cab? Do you want this new ability? Would you try to switch over into one of these new taxis that would be metered and could officially pick up street hails? 212-433-WNYC. If you drive any kind of taxi, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or you can post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show as we get details of this new plan from our taxi correspondent, WNYC news reporter Kathleen Horan. And again, this is now in the state legislature, since Mayor Bloomberg couldn't get it through city council. One of these last-minute drop-ins on the last day of the legislative session and run around city council. Right, Kathleen?
Well, right. But Albany always has to approve the sale of yellow medallions, which is because they're so expensive, that they fetch such a high price. For whatever reason, Albany has to approve that sale. And so yes, but they have found a way to go around the city council for now.
Jagdish, driving a taxi at LaGuardia Airport. Hi, Jagdish.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
Only 5% people in the Brooklyn and Queens, they go with the meter. Mostly they stop you. They don't want to go by the meter. They want to go by the flat fare. And I say, I'm not allowed to go by the flat fare. I have to turn on the meter. And they say, okay, I'm not taking it. And
right.
That's the one question.
With
the second question, they're going to come these people into the city that when they got a meter. They're going to pick our job also because they're going to be having a meter. No people in the city, they don't take the gypsy cab because they're charging too much money. If they have a meter, so these people in the city, they're going to get into the this cab also.
Which kind of car do you drive?
A yellow cab.
Jagdish, thank you. Do you hear his argument much? Do you get that?
Well, I was a little confused.
I think he thinks that the people don't want everything to be metered. He thinks passengers prefer to have the ability that people in the outer boroughs, he says, won't even take his hail, you know, won't even get in his car once they realize that he's going to turn a meter on.
Oh, to negotiate. I think that people are used to, I mean, because with certain fares, yellow taxi cabs are cheaper. Shorter trips, they're cheaper. Longer trips, livery cars seem to be cheaper.
Solomon in the Bronx, another yellow driver. Hi, Solomon. Solomon, are you there?
He's calling from the moon.
Yes, the moon section of the Bronx. We'll try to get back to you. Let's see. Alcini in the Bronx, yellow cab driver. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my car.
Sure.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are, sir.
Oh, yeah. You know, this assistant about introducing a meter into a car service in the outer borough, to my understanding, I have been a cab for 11 years now. It's not about serving the people. It's about making money. Mel Bloomberg is not used to disagreeing with people. Every time he proposed something, he wanted to be implemented. And when people introduce their interest to him, he always goes against it. Car service are already taking good care of the people in the borough. It will never be in their favor, and it will never be in the favor of the yellow cab, because car service is going to break the rule to come in the city and pick up fare. This is all about money. Nothing is about serving the people. People have to wake up in the city from mental slavery. This is what this mayor is introducing. People have to go out and strike. That's what I have to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it. Well, let's talk about it. We hear, first of all, how passionate he feels about it. And there probably will be a big demonstration of yellow taxi drivers. Where? Today around City Hall?
Yes. There will be numbers, but, you know, the yellow taxi industry hasn't been united on this until now. And the livery industry, even though there's different factions of the livery industry, they came out in numbers and they really got what they wanted. This one part of the livery industry that came out for demonstration after demonstration, they wanted street hails and they wanted to be able to have a dual-use vehicle, which means that a car can take prearranged calls and they can pick up street hails. And one part of
the In other words, meter or no meter on an individual ride?
Right. You know, that this new kind of permit could still take the prearranged calls from a base. But yes, the yellows should be out today, but I don't know what difference it will make.
Politically.
Politically.
So his concern that the livery cars will actually come into Midtown and start competing with the yellows in what is still supposed to be yellow cab territory, how would the city enforce that? You said they were going to try to enforce to make sure that that competition does not, in fact, take place. Is it clear how that would be done?
The TLC has an enforcement unit, and they've been beefing up the numbers of that unit, and I don't know to what degree they'll keep doing that, but they've promised to be very strict on enforcing the boundaries.
I know that livery cabs picking up street hails in Midtown now already seem to be the biggest complaint by taxi drivers at the forum that you hosted last spring, wasn't it?
It was a huge complaint, and it's something that they felt that the city was looking the other way about.
So why would there be reason to think that there would be more enforcement now? Would the GPS in these new permitted livery cabs allow them to know where they picked somebody up and use that information retrospectively to find drivers?
It could be used, but it would have to be monitored closely. And there's, as we know, there's a lot of vehicles. So that would also take some manpower. But the city has promised this, along with a lot of other things. And what we've seen with this plan as it's changed is that no matter what, there's going to be at least, you know, three or four parts of the industry that are going to hate it out of the six or whatever parts that there are. So it's just been very hard to get consensus.
Ali in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ali. What kind of taxi do you drive?
Yellow cab.
Thanks for calling us. What do you think?
I think my comment is what I want to say is like when people, when we take people to Brooklyn, Queens, or the Bronx, not that we don't want to take them over there. We would like to take them over there. Sometimes when you go over there, they don't want to pay you. You see, and sometimes they run away. And when you call the police, before the police show up, they are gone. So you lost your money.
That certainly would be a problem. Do you think that having the livery cabs metered and able to pick up hails will make that problem any better or worse?
It will make it worse.
Because?
Yeah, because if they also feel the same problem.
Thank you for your call.
I wonder what he thinks should be done then.
Well, let me go back to Ali and see if he's still there. Ali, what should be done about that problem?
I don't know what yesterday. I mean, those delivery cabs that are working in Brooklyn should work in Brooklyn. And then if we yellow cabs also work in Manhattan, we work in Manhattan. Then we can go to Brooklyn and Bronx, like, let's say we pick up a passenger from the airport, we can take him to Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Kathleen?
Well, much of this has been sort of a turf battle, and people are used to serving the areas they're used to serving, and it's very hard to change, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plan is implemented.
Paul in Manhattan, you're a medallion owner?
Yes, I am, Brian. Basically, I think the mayor's just mixing his apples and oranges. I don't see what this sale of additional yellow cab medallions has to do with the black car problem. The mayor has to do something about the black car problem because a lot of the people get into these cars, they give the guy cash. The city has no way to regulate and know, you know, who's getting into these cars and paying money. So that's why they have to put meters into the black car, and I have no problem with that. The problem I have is the city promising to always stop the black pickups. They've promised it again and again and again, and they never do anything. They'll have a tiny little crackdown, and it seriously affects our business. So I just think, I don't know what the two, why, you know, we're having these two discussions. Do you understand?
Do you understand, Kathleen?
Well, for a while, the sale of the yellow medallions was going to be linked to the sale of these new kind of outer borough medallions. And so for every one medallion, you would get one outer borough medallion, or for fleet owners, they would get several.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're not linked, I don't know why that there's still the sale of the yellow medallions, partly to appease maybe the yellow industry, the fleet owners, and also it's really no small amount of money that the city would make budget.
Paul, go ahead.
Adding all these yellow cabs is not going to make more yellow cabs appear in the outer boroughs. I mean, does anybody think that adding more yellow cabs is going to mean there's going to be more yellow cabs in the outer boroughs?
So you say it's just going to be
money in the city.
Right. So it's just going to be more competition in the city is what you're saying, which you don't need.
No, absolutely not. I mean, if they've done any numbers, you'll see after 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, we make, $10 an hour. Before that, you know, on a good day, we make $30 an hour. And after 10 o'clock, sometimes we don't make even close to the $30 an hour. On a really good hour, which is rush hour, we might make 40. You know, they haven't done the math. It's going to kill us. It's absolutely going to kill us. And we bought into the city. We've already given the city a lot of money to buy these medallions, but it's a business. If I opened a Subway shop to make sandwiches, and then Subway opened up another shop on every other corner around me, it would put me out of business.
Kathleen?
That's a big argument, that that the industry is going to be glutted, and that there's no the city hasn't proven that there's a need for this many vehicles added. But one thing that he's saying that I've heard from drivers quite a bit is that going to the outer boroughs isn't just because, when they refuse trips, it isn't just because they don't like the outer boroughs. Many of them live in the outer boroughs. It's traffic. And if they're, spending 40 minutes just to get across a bridge, they're losing fares. And it's about volume.
And if they're not likely to get a hail to come back and they have to deadhead back into Manhattan, then it's about money.
Right. And what we'll see with these livery vehicles is that they'll have to deadhead back into the outer boroughs.
So today's the last day of the legislative session in Albany. This has now popped up. It's funny because the mayor has asked Albany in the past to get out of the city's way when it comes to things like city worker contracts. So now he's asking them to step on a local issue when it benefits something that he wants to do. Are they going to do it today? Do you have a head count?
I don't have a head count. I mean, this was done over the weekend, and the city has been working nonstop to get this done. This is a huge priority for the Bloomberg administration. So I think that I wouldn't be surprised, but it will be interesting to watch.
Well, people in Onondaga County and Tupper Lake in the Adirondacks and the suburbs of Buffalo around Niagara Falls are now going to decide where people can get taxis in New York City. Kathleen Horan covering the taxi industry for WNYC News. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer in WNYC. Coming up next, American journalist Laura Ling, who is detained in North Korea. And then we will take a close look at today's important U.S. Supreme Court ruling about the big Walmart sex discrimination suit. This will make it harder to bring sex discrimination suits in the future. We'll explain why. Stay with us.